Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast 1000 Years of Beer, presented by the world's oldest brewery, Weinstephan. As always, welcomes you your hosts, me, International Brand Ambassador Matthias, and my colleague Anton. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. Welcome everybody to this episode. Today without a guest.
Yes.
No guest today. Yes.
Just the two of us.
Exactly.
Just the two of us.
And as you can hear, we are great singers.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll spare this now, so we won't sing anymore, just to comfort you. But today we talk about something that is pretty important to us, because we always talk about different beers, about what is our favorite beer. Is it a Helles? Is it a wheat beer? Is it a Pilsner or something? But since we cannot really decide, because all these beers have their advantages, have their specific taste that you can't really compare them or say one thing's better, it's a really, you know, subjective kind of
thing. Yeah, I mean so this is actually I get this question actually a lot. People know or hear that I'm a brewer, and then it's like, yeah, what's the favorite beer, what's the best beer or whatever. And actually, there is no best beer, or there is no favorite beer. Actually, for me, that's impossible to say on the one side. But on the other side, you know, what do you answer on that? I always then say free beer. So the beer you don't have to pay for, it's pretty great beer, actually.
Or the next one.
Next beer, always, you know. So this is, I mean, these are joke answers, of course. But with, actually, I mean,
a little bit of truth. So
actually, you know, beers that I don't have to pay for, always great beers. Yeah, when I'm thirsty, next beer, fantastic. Yeah.
So what we thought might be the solution to this problem was, let's not talk about beer styles. Let's talk about situations when you drink beer. What is your favorite situation?
Right,
drink
that
beer?
Brought us to this, because you know, it's not the style you drink. It's maybe mostly the occasion you drink the beer in, because this is also so strongly
kind connected
of connected to, to how you taste it, or how do you
the atmosphere
to enjoy the beer. Yeah, totally.
That's what it is. And you know, then when we started our research about this topic, just like
we found that internet meme.
Yeah, like some great beers, and that's
it was a Reddit,
yeah,
I guess it was a Reddit thread, and where a guy started. So let's talk about good beers. So, and he made some suggestions, some great beers, and I was like, I clicked on this because I would say, okay, maybe they talk about Weinstephan or whatever because they talk about great beers, and I was like, oh, they need to talk about Hefeweiss beer. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But then it was like he was writing some great beers, and then he was like the airport beer, the hotel balcony 7 p.m. beer. And then I was like, oh man, he's so right.
Yep.
He's so right. He's not talking about brands or styles. He's talking about the airport beer, for an example.
Yeah.
Great, great example for this. I mean, we talked about this in the German episode. Like a good friend of ours, Mareike, she's leading beer, craft beer blogger of Germany. And always she's traveling from Munich, from the airport, she always drinks a wheat beer before she's leaving. Before she leaves Bavaria, she drinks a wheat beer. And then
the proper
she
way
goes
to
on her
goodbye.
Beer journeys. Yeah. But yeah, that's a ritual for her. And she always said that's one of the great beers.
Yeah.
So airport beer, I can...
totally understandable.
Yes.
I mean, for me, it's more of an airplane beer, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Because whenever I get on a plane, I get a little scared because I'm really scared of flying. So the thing is, to calm down, I'll have a beer on the plane just to, you know, get my nerves in check and stuff. That's the first thing I do. Of course, you get like a canned beer on the planes, and not exactly Weinstephan. But it helps me, you know, calm down a bit, try to fall asleep pretty fast so I won't actually be awake for most of the flight. And that's the one beer I drink when I'm on the airplane. I don't really drink beer at the airport, to be fair. So it's more of an airplane beer for me.
Me too. I actually also don't drink airport beers because I mostly didn't think, especially when I'm traveling to our customers, it's like, why should I drink at the airport at the layover a beer or whatever? Because when I arrive, I will be at my customer, and there they have the better beer.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but I understand the situation of the airport beer. You're going somewhere, or you're arriving somewhere, and I'm going on an adventure, and let's have a beer. Yeah. Or I'm starting the adventure, or I have to travel, and or I finished my travel, and everything worked out well. So I comfort myself with a beer.
So it's more of an arrival beer kind of thing.
For me, yes. Yeah. But I put this in the airport beer section category. Yeah. Because I just want them to drop off my luggage, you know, at the hotel, whatever. And mostly then I get to an Uber, and like the last time I've been in New York City, the plane was late, immigration took so long, more than 2 hours at JFK. It was so exhausting. And then just hopped in a cab and not going to the hotel, actually. I was then, because I was late already, I went directly to our customer in Brooklyn, to Radagast, to this amazing beer hall. And the other guys, Ivan, the owner, and our rep, Pete, and the other guys already waited there. And they saw that I was super exhausted and actually a little bit annoyed because everything took so long. Traffic jam, it took me about more... an hour 20 or something like that to get from JFK to Williamsburg, which was like double the time because there was the jam, and yeah. And then I'd sit down with the guys and had cold wheat beer, and it was like just a dream. It was like this, okay, finally arrived, I'm there, and it tasted so good.
Just calming down, being with people, that's what it's all about. And you mentioned the hotel balcony 7 p.m. beer before. Which kind of flows into the same category, because when you arrive at your hotel and you're kind of getting ready for dinner or something, or even already had dinner, and it's the first evening, and you just went grocery shopping and did some got some beers, got, you know, my wife and I, we went to Fuerteventura, which is a Spanish island, and when we first got there, the first thing we did was grocery shopping, because we knew that our evenings on the balcony, it's warm out, you can spend entire evenings out there with looking at the ocean and stuff. And that was the first evening we went there, and we got there, we cracked open a beer, she cracked open a wine, and we would just sit there, look out at the ocean, and have the first beer of our vacation together. And that was a moment that is real, like, all right, we made it. We traveled there. We did it. We checked in. Everything settled. Tomorrow is the first day of our vacation, but we're here now. And this is a feeling of arriving, of, you know, coming together, of finally realizing...
hanging loose.
Yeah. Yeah, just let go.
Yeah.
And that's something that kind of plays into that arrival airport beer a little bit. So that is closely connected, I think.
Yeah, but a great beer. Yeah. So I also laughed on that list very hard, the kitchen beer while she's getting ready. So this is maybe a dude beer for the male listeners. I'm assuming maybe female listeners can, while she's getting ready and your boyfriend, your husband is drinking beer in the kitchen, are the ladies drinking a beer while getting ready? Is this a thing? You didn't know that?
I don't know.
Yeah. My girlfriend, she did not. So she does not drink a beer while she's getting ready or putting on her makeup or whatever. But I'm wondering. I mean... for us, it's a pretty good situation to drink a beer because, you know, it's like
gap. I don't have anything else to do.
Yeah, right, so now. Let's have a beer. Okay, seems quite a smart idea.
I might have to jump in there and to just say that I don't really do that. I mean, of course, my wife needs a little
beer
to get
that.
Ready.
I do that.
You do that?
Yeah.
I only do that when we have friends over. And the girls are in the bathroom getting ready or something, and it's kind of a social
so company,
thing for me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's basically 100% of the times we have a beer when we wait for our girls.
Mm, yeah.
But all by myself, I can't really remember.
Yeah, you can say it's a waiting beer, like the same as like when you're like on a vacation or a weekend trip or whatever, and you're sitting down in the lobby of the hotel and you're still waiting till.
For your room to get ready or something?
Yeah, whatever. Or she's still upstairs and getting ready for the night out and you're there. Okay, let's have a beer from the minibar.
But if it's a waiting beer, don't, you know, to all of you guys out there who are thinking now of having beers in waiting rooms at the doctor's office or something, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, it's a good beer, maybe not a great beer for me. But I see the occasion. I mean,
yeah.
What else should you do? Yeah. I mean, it's better having a beer than, like, I don't know, swiping through your your, I don't know, Instagram.
Exactly.
Whatever. So it's, yeah.
But I got to tell you, we found one beer from that list that really was something that stuck with me, because I can relate. I can really relate to that. It's the Straight to the Pub from Work Beer.
Classic.
Yeah. You've done all your work. Maybe you had a bad day or something. And you say, you know what? I'm calling my friends right now. Let's meet after work. Let's go to the bar and have a beer. Yeah. And this is something that, I can totally understand. Because if you had a bad day, you go to the next bar and you have that first sip of a beer, it's a relief.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, all right, it's not so bad.
Go away, bad vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm now drinking beer. No bad vibes anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is something I can relate to.
Yes, the Straight to the pub from Work beer. I mean, I can see it too, even if sometimes we can have a beer at work for tasting reasons only. But you know what? You know, we're so close to beer. Our beers work. And now there's this saying, like, never take your work with you home, except you're working in a brewery.
Yep.
But I can see that totally. I mean, after work beers are, they're a thing. I mean, they're the reason for happy hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is where I would say our corporate world is built on after work beers.
Yep.
Yeah. Whole businesses of a lot of bars and restaurants are built on after work beers.
Yeah. But you can also say that it's not only fixed to your job. It's also about doing household work, for example, or mowing the lawn.
Oh,
like, yeah. Like when you did all the lawn mowing and you sit down and have a beer.
Yeah, first you need to stand there at least for 5 minutes, you know, hand in your hips, looking at your fresh mown lawn, and you're like, oh, yeah, I did that. Oh, yes. Oh, it looks so good. And you're just like 5 minutes praising yourself for being the great home improvement guy, whatever, that you could have done this. I mean, that was basically impossible, but you did it. And then you're sitting down, still watching and seeing your perfectly mown lawn, and then you're having a beer, and you're like, I can't wait for 2 weeks where I can do this again.
And that's the point where I admire my dad, because he did this to perfection, because at some point he decided the way from the backyard to his fridge was too long. Mm-hmm. So he put a fridge in his backyard. And yeah, so
like this small cabin, yep, and then fridge in there, yeah, and so can directly go from the fresh mown lawn to
exactly
garden, exactly, house, and taking a beer out there.
Exactly. He's a genius.
What a pro move.
Yep. He's a genius.
What a pro move.
And I'll make sure that fridge is always stocked with beer. So that's my privilege.
And with the right beer. Yeah. Yeah. With free beer for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not complaining.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. Oh yeah. But gardening, work, beer.
Yeah.
Fantastic one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah. That's one from the list that we actually think that is one of the most relatable.
Oh yeah. I mean, everyone who's doing like our home improvement work, doesn't matter. You know, this is like, this like self man, self woman. I've done this and now, you know what? I mean, I could stand there like for half an hour drinking a beer and
looking at my work.
Admiring
my
work.
Know,
yeah. And I really like gardening. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a hobby, I would say. Yeah. I really appreciate it. And but this is a weird feeling, actually, if you see that from another point of view. I mean, it's not a big deal, and it's not that, but I'm always so proud when I've done this. I'm like, yeah,
because you can see what you've done. That's that is actually something.
And this does not work without beer.
Nope.
Not a chance.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
The one thing that that was also on the list that we thought was really relatable is the Friday before Christmas beer.
Oh yeah,
who cares?
Homecoming
Friday
beers for Christmas, you know, yeah. Like when the whole country is traveling, you know, for Christmas days at home, going to your hometown,
yeah,
and then gathering with friends or relatives and drinking, yeah.
Yeah, we can. You see all your friends that you barely see throughout the year.
Maybe once a year before Christmas.
Exactly, and you come together.
Basically, the only time you see them.
You catch up, you talk about stuff, you know, everybody's bringing the other one up to speed, and it's just that there's something special about, you know, sharing these moments and, you know, just saying cheers to each other.
And it's kind of a tradition. I mean, yeah. I mean, all over the country, all over the world where they celebrate Christmas and...
Yeah.
You know, there is this once a time in the year, you're going home, first you're fixing the IT problems of your parents, and then you're going out, and then you're like, it's again after work. I mean, that's IT work because, you know, you have to clear, I mean, the cookies from your mom's laptop because there are gigabytes of internet data on it.
Why is my PC so slow?
Yes, my browser. Yeah, you know what? You know, this is once in time in a year. You know, our generation goes home fixing the IT problems of your family to maybe take a half a day. And then you're going out, meeting your former friends. You're like complaining about an hour with the others. So what the parents have did wrong with their IT at home, you know, and then there's then always a winner in the group, you know, like, okay, you had like the worst day because you need to, I don't know, maybe set up the laptop completely new, whatever. Okay. You can complain for 5 minutes longer because you had a hard day, but then everyone is having beer and, yeah.
And it all goes away.
Yeah. And it all goes away, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
I have that one friend I started with, also he's a brewer too, and he lives in the outskirts of Munich. And they also have this group of friends, they're going on the 24th in the morning, like 9:10, they're going to Munich to one of the big beer... restaurants, beer halls, and then they're having their white sausages. They're having this Frühschoppen, you know, they're having like that beers and sausages and pretzels, and then they're hanging out for a while, and then they're going back with the train, and then they're going all back home to their families. It's a tradition they do now for many, many years, and it started a few years ago where he was making a photo of the receipt of the bill afterwards. And he put it in our group chat we had, and he puts that in, and he is then asking, guess how many people we were. So like there are like so many beers on it, so many sausages, whatever, and we are like, okay, good guess, you know. And he's always, really always surprising us how few people there were, actually, because there were a few hundred euros on that, and we are like, dude, I mean, and they're all going home to their families celebrating Christmas and had a few wheat beers. But yeah, I guess that's quite a funny tradition too.
Probably his favorite.
Maybe. I will ask him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas beers. Good one.
Yeah. So when we talk about the list that we had and we found in our research, we thought to ourselves, what are our top three beers? Like our top three situations where we find ourselves drinking beer. Mm. And for me, number three is the stadium beer.
Yeah.
Being
classic.
Yeah. Being at a soccer game, football, I'm sorry, of my favorite club, FC Bayern, and, you know, have the first beer in the stadium. And you kind of feel like, all right, now...
It's quite like your airplane beer killing your nervosity a little bit.
Exactly.
Being that not that nervous.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the same for me when I'm going to hockey. I mean, it's... Yeah.
That is a wonderful beer. Just and, you know, you can celebrate with other guys, like prosting together.
Short before the excitement of the kickoff, and you're like, okay, soon it starts, yes!
And even afterwards, when your favorite club scores, and you have something to prost to the other people.
Immediately you have something to celebrate. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's not glasses, it's cups, but...
Yeah, plastic cups. I'm also, from a brewer's point of view, not the biggest fan of plastic cups. I like my beer in the right, perfect, freshly cleaned and rinsed glass. But yeah, I mean, it's a security issue. You can't have glass in
it doesn't
in the
take
stadium.
Away.
It's fine. Nah, it doesn't take
away from the atmosphere.
It doesn't take away the excitement of the beers. But the stadium beer is a great beer. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Number two, the barbecue beer. Barbecue beer is one of my favorites because it's just that, you know, when you when you do normal barbecuing, like do a little meat, a little you know, corn or something, you have a beer while you do it, which gives you the feeling of, you know, we're about to eat, we're coming together. It's soothing. And but the best thing is when you do something like ribs or pulled pork, which needs a lot of hours on the barbecue, it's a whole event. Mm-hmm. You come together with people, better have your friends next to you, crack open one beer after the other, and it's some kind of social barbecue beer. That is number two in my books.
Yeah, I mean, when you have like a 10-hour pulled pork, then you need a case of beer, I guess, just for you.
Yeah, for me also. And that's, yeah, it's just the whole atmosphere, the whole feeling of coming together, you know, preparing.
And I guess
food
it's
for
something
tonight.
Similar to the I have mown my lawn beer. I
yeah, mean, a little like, bit, yeah.
I'm doing barbecue. Oh yeah, this is yeah.
Well, I'm a manly man.
Yeah, and I'm drinking beer.
Yeah,
and smells fresh barbecue.
Number one beer by far is the Zwickel beer.
Yeah,
the tapping from the tank,
directly fresh from the brewery cellar. Yes, yes. And we talked about it in a German episode, and yeah. I did not have that beer on the list, and I was like, what the.
You
it's,
are
what's wrong with me?
You're supposed to have that on your
yeah,
list.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the brewer of us, and I didn't have it on the list. And actually, yeah, this is by far number one.
But I think
without any discussion,
I think it's understandable because that it's for me. It was such an experience when I got here 4.5 years ago.
So special, right?
Yeah, because like as a normal person, you don't get to do that.
Yeah,
You're not in a brewery every day. You don't have the opportunity to drink
directly
straight from the
tapping
tank.
It from the maturation tank. Yeah,
and that is something when one of the first days I got here. And we got all our information and tried to be educated about how everything runs over here. You do that kind of stuff just to get you on board. And that is something that stuck with me. And because there's no way to get beer any fresher, any better than straight from the tank. Mm-hmm. And this is something that stuck with me. And that's it's still so special to me. I mean, even though I did it a couple times since then, but it's still so special to me that it is by far my number one beer situation
yeah,
to drink beer.
It was for me the same when I started working in my first brewery in my hometown. And then after the first week working there in the cellar, on a Friday noon when we did lunch with the other colleagues, with the other brewers, they were like, okay, now you have your first tank beer. And we put it directly from the tank and it was like a whole new life began at that moment, you know. Having that fresh taste, that it's the best beer because it doesn't get any fresher and better than this, and it was like yeah, it was a life changing experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point I was like, okay, this is gonna be my future, being in that industry, working that field. I want to be part of that because this was really like, you know, sky opened up. Light, angels were singing. Yeah, it was a life-changing moment for me. And
I promised we won't sing, but here we are again.
Here we go again. But yeah, it was like that number one moment still today. Yeah. It's also one of my top three or in my top list is the homecoming beer. Like, you know, when you're coming home. I mean, I'm living now for 18 years away from Austria and I love it in Freising, but it's still something special going home. You know, you're sitting in the car for a few hours and then you arrive at home at your parents or where you grew up. And in my case, you know, they're especially now in winter. And I'm so looking forward to this going home for Christmas. And then it's snow and there are the mountains and the Alps. And then you're having these special sunsets, especially in winter. And you're having this kind of, you can say, purple, pink sky when the sun is going behind the mountains down, and those moments, and then having to that the beer, or in summer when I'm sitting at the lake and watching out there at the water and
something
drinking
special.
It's just home and so much emotions, and it's and this is then accompanied by a good beer and just positive thoughts, positive moment, positive emotions. It's just great, and then the beer is great, and but also and this is also, which is actually kind of on the list, but also one of the great moments every year, and I just want to bring that up. It's the first outdoor patio beer in the season.
Yeah.
Like March. Even maybe it's still a little bit too cold, but you still have your winter jacket with you because it's March. You know, you don't know. Is it a spring day? Is it still a winter day?
But
I don't know.
Motivation that counts.
What's happening? What's happening? You know? But then there's sun, and as soon as you're in the sun, you're then it's warm, and then you're sitting there and you're getting the vitamin D by the sunlight, and you're having your first patio beer. Yeah. Or and then you know, oh my God, beer garden season is coming. And this is a great beer too. Like the first patio beer of the season.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Understandable. I mean, it's something that you wait for the whole winter.
Yes, and the days are getting longer. It's getting warmer. It's getting sunnier. You know, the trees are getting greener again. And then you're having that beer, and you're like, "Oh my God, this is gonna be so good, good, yeah. good." More moments of this.
It feels
you know?
Like the world is waking up again.
And that's, yes, yeah. yes, and you're there, and you're full of excitement. This is yeah. like, there's gonna be more of this.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? Yeah. I mean, this is great, a very great beer. So the first beer garden beer or patio beer of the season, something very special. So,
as you can see, dear listeners, there's a
we could talk like a half an hour
there's
more.
There's a lot of situations that are really great for us, we're sure that for you guys there's different situations. Like, you know, you come from all over the world. Let us know what you think. Let us know in what situations you like to drink beer or have your maybe straight after work, maybe at night. Watching TV, something very easy.
Yeah,
but
first beach beer of the season.
Exactly.
Or,
just shoot us a text on podcast yeah. at weinstefaner.de or on Instagram or on Facebook.
Let us know.
You can reach us through several ways. As always, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, for that listening to that season, last episode of the season.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but
yeah,
everything's
we have
gotta
other
end.
Work to do also. But we will do another season. So.
We will be
back. Decided on that? Yeah.
So thank you so much for sticking with us, for listening to us loving beer.
Yeah, stay safe and thirsty.
Exactly, and have a nice winter.
Yes.
Bye-bye, everybody.
See you, bye.